Now the Three Martini Lunch with Greg Corumbus and Jim Garrity.
Welcome, everybody, to the Three Martini Lunch Tuesday edition from Radio America. I'm Brett Witterbull, joined by Jim Garrity from National Review. How's it going, Jim?
Brett, I'm doing okay. It's a we've picked an odd news week for you to guest host, and I don't know whether I should feel sorry for you or congratulate you on picking such a busy news week.
Yes, it certainly makes the time go more quickly, but it forces us all to check the Blackberries and the Crackberries and the internet all that much more often to see how the news is evolving. But I don't know about you, but I definitely could use a good, strong, nice martini to kick off the day. And the one that I've got in mind as I see it coming our way is that a governor from Texas I spy potentially going to run for president? Is that Rick Perry getting ready to make some sort of an announcement this weekend, Jim Garrity?
I was going to say, I think our first martini comes with a shot of Texas whiskey with it. Perry this weekend is not just he's going to a redstate.com is holding a little conference in Charleston, South Carolina, early primary state. He's going to make an appearance there. And then just by coincidence, later in the day, he's having a small event with party activists in a New Hampshire state representative. Now, for a guy who's often mentioned as a candidate, when you just happen to spend your Saturday in two of the big three primary states and on a day when everybody else is paying attention to Iowa, it's almost as if he wants to make a big splash and stand out from the rest of the crowd. So if we don't see an announcement from Rick Perry pretty soon, I'll be very surprised. I think obviously his statements this weekend, if he doesn't come out and directly announce it, I think we'll certainly see a lot more of these stay tuned style comments. And I think we're reaching the point where it's time for candidates to jump in. The unofficial deadline is November 1st when South Carolina's filing deadline. And I just kind of feel like, okay, the Republican Party base is engaged. We've already had some debates. We've got a debate coming up Thursday. I think it's time for folks to get in, and it looks like Perry is ready to make his move.
Who do you believe it'll be watching Rick Perry's speeches, announcements, appearances most closely? Will it be the front runners over at the Republican end of things, or will it be the folks in David Axelrod's office at the White House?
The story out today is that the Axelrod and crew are doing everything they can, preparing to, I believe the words are in one unnamed Democratic source, kill Mitt Romney. Now, allegedly, that's metaphorical. And I thought post-Tucson, we were all supposed to avoid, language like that. So obviously, Perry jumping in, and if Perry, Perry, obviously, he's got a great job creation record. It's not like we haven't seen a governor of Texas get a Republican nomination before. So obviously, you have to think he'd be a serious contender here. I think that, if you're Romney, you definitely realize that this has, shaken up the field a little, and you're going to have a new challenger here. And I think if you're Obama, you're going to be facing a guy who's going to be talking about the success of job creation in Texas and contrasting it with the national circumstance and having a powerful argument there. So I think both Romney and Obama will be sweating this. We will see how Perry wears on the trail. And I think certainly the race is about to get a heck of a lot more interesting than it has been so far.
It sure is, and that is certainly a terrific and great martini to enjoy as we kick off this Tuesday edition. Now, I hate to dampen the spirits, but I see a very bad one coming our way. The ongoing saga of the markets, the ongoing saga of the economy, and here comes a very bad martini coming our way that features Barack Obama continuing his "I inherited this mess" mantra over at the big ticket fundraisers. What's going on here with this, Jim Garrity?
Sure. Well, we all felt reassured yesterday when Obama came out and told us that deep in his heart will always be a triple A country to him. Unfortunately, our debtors or our creditors don't believe that, and it really doesn't matter what he thinks of us. But after this, and after the markets continued to tumble after his speech, he then, went to what really was job one for the president, and that is going out and raising campaign money. By the way, Obama's already ahead in campaign fundraising. He's an incumbent president. I put this question to everybody. Can you imagine a scenario in which Obama loses because he didn't raise enough money? it's just not that, if he loses, it's not going to be because, he ran out of cash at the end. So, but he did two of them yesterday, one of them which they had to pay $15,000 per family to have their picture taken with him. And, and of course, the refrain at both of the events was, I inherited a lot of these problems. Paris Hilton doesn't talk about what she inherited as much as Barack Obama talks about this.
Amen.
And, you know, we're hitting the 3-year mark in his presidency pretty soon, and you're left with the point of, like, when does it become your economy, Mr. President? When is it your responsibility? When are you going to stop talking about how things were on January 20th, 2009? Because if you hire somebody to do a job, and they're still talking about what their predecessor, you know, the mess on the desk from the predecessor 3 years ago, you start to lose faith in that particular employee. And it's just kind of fascinating that here we are. Apparently the Obama re-election campaign slogan may very well be, I inherited this mess. Good luck with that, Mr. President.
Yeah. Amen with that one. I mean, that is certainly a very bad martini. That is certainly a very ugly martini. Quickly, Jim, what was the credit rating he inherited at the time of his inauguration? I'm trying to remember here. What was that?
He inherited a AAA credit rating. He inherited a debt that was about $4 trillion smaller than it is today. He inherited a 7.2% unemployment rate. And that would be considered, you know, happy days compared to what we have today with 9.1%. He inherited a much larger workforce, I would note. And the idea that if he had the same sized workforce as he did in January 2009, my understanding is the unemployment rate would probably be closer to about 11% or something. So Obama, you know, sometimes he acts like he's the first president who ever inherited problems from his predecessor. If Harry Truman were alive today, I wonder what he would have to say about that.
Yeah, well, no kidding. That's absolutely true. All right. Well, enough with that one. I've had about enough of that very ugly, dirty, ugly, terrible martini. It's a very bad martini.
It was a dirty martini.
It was a dirty martini, and it was way too overpriced, and I found myself complaining about my predecessor here as I drank it. Let me ask you this final one. As we sit here and we start to feel a little buzzy and a little weird and a little funny, I'm getting shades of a gin martini, maybe coming out of London, and it looks like there's some very bad behavior by our cousins across the pond. Jim Garrity, what's going on with this weird martini? The London riots?
I mean, basically this started with a police shooting, but apparently there's the, you know, the kind of controversy you come to get with that. And now it's just spread out into just all out just thuggery, rampant looting, raging fires. Apparently at one point last night, London fire brigades started saying they were running out of fire engines. Not what you want to hear from your local authorities. Just a shocking, depressing, we started taping, I was lamenting that this is the dirty martini where our gin bottle got turned into a Molotov cocktail, apparently. It's, you know, thankfully, it looks like only one person has lost their life so far, but plenty of hospitalizations, plenty of arrests. And I think this probably is going to be a great blow to the confidence of the United Kingdom. This the sense that the idea you could see such widespread lawlessness and such perception that the authorities are overwhelmed is unnerving. And to see this happen in London, I mean, a city I've visited a few times and always loved and probably one of the world's great cities, seeing it engulfed in violence like this is horrific and strange and bizarre and almost inexplicable. And hopefully it tampers down real fast. But, at this point, it remains to be seen.
And certainly the question hanging in the air for everybody is, as we see an economic turndown here in the States, any possibility people get that cranky here in the United States?
The difference is we have armed citizens. The commentary on Twitter last night was that, you know how the riots would end in Texas or Arizona or some of these other places? Bang. That's how it would. All right. You know, armed store owners and armed citizens and armed homeowners tend to be able to nip rioting in the bud. So just an observation that I'm one of those folks who is very glad to live in a country that has a Second Amendment. I think we're seeing in the UK what happened, you know, perhaps some of the potential consequences when you don't.
Here's to 300 million citizens and 400 million guns, right, Jim Garrity?
Amen.
All right, man. Well, listen, we have certainly had had some very fascinating and delicious and scary and frightening and weird martinis here. I can't even I'm trying to foresee tomorrow what's going to be coming our way. I think I'm just going to kind of walk it off tonight. On my way back to the place, on my way back to the office, and try to make sense of what's going on in the now, let alone what's going to be coming up tomorrow. So I'll make a deal with you. How about we meet again tomorrow, same time?
Looking forward to it, Brett. Let me observe. Any day you get two out of the three of alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, you're hoping it's primarily the first. Let's have just an alcohol tomorrow instead of the combination of those two.
Absolutely. That's absolutely correct. All right. In for Greg Corumbus on the Tuesday edition from Radio America on the Three Martini Lunch. I am Brett Winterbull, and that over there from National Review, that man right there with the alcohol and the tobacco and the firearms, not the tobacco, is Jim Garrity. This is the Tuesday Three Martini Lunch. We'll talk to you tomorrow.